In my opinion, there has never been a case of eye strain which was caused by looking on the bright side of things.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Hi, it's Phil. Thanks for listening. Last time I told you of my friend Ed Landry and the miracle of the goat soup, a very stinky substance that Ed encountered day after day while speaking at a pastor's conference in the Soviet Union. Maria, a lowly peasant woman working in the kitchen, battled crippling fear. When she came to faith in Jesus Christ, the change was abrupt. The other kitchen helpers wanted to have a Bible study, so they set up a time during their break when Ed wouldn't be teaching the pastors. But when Ed told his team about the upcoming Babushka Bible study, he was met with resistance. "The leader of our missionary team, whom I'll call Ron," says Ed, "said I was there to teach Russian pastors, not get sidetracked by Bible studies with peasant women." Ed promised that the study wouldn't detract from his teaching, and he forgave Ron. After all, he too had been eating Methuselah the goat. Maybe a better lunch would put them in a better mood. But that goat was all these poor people had. Rancid goat borscht was on the menu every meal for the entire week. The babushkas embraced the Bible study. Ed started to talk about the existence of God. One of the ladies politely told him that they knew God existed, so he shared about sin. They said they knew they were sinners. They all believed that there was a God and that they were separated from him. They just wanted to know how to get right with him. They wanted what Maria had. Smiling, Ed told them how God had sent his son Jesus to die for their sins, and if they would put their trust in him, he would give them eternal life. One of the ladies started crying out to God for mercy. When she finished, the lady beside her stood and prayed a similar prayer. Ed just sat there, lost in wonder, as the Spirit of God brought 6 new daughters into his kingdom. The team was amazed when Ed shared the incredible story, except for the leader, Ron. He just remarked that Ed needed to focus on his task and not get involved with these women. Ron was not normally like this, Ed thought. Perhaps it was a long-term adverse goat reaction. At the end of the week, they sat down for their last supper. Even after a week, they couldn't get used to the meal. How would they ever get the smell out of the dining room, Ed wondered. Everyone was served, but for some reason, Ed was left out. Beside him, Ron made some comment about God punishing Ed for getting sidetracked with Bible studies during the week. Someone else offered Ed some goat, but he kindly refused. And then, the doors to the kitchen opened, and out filed a procession of all the ladies who had trusted Christ that week. "I'll never forget it," says Ed. "I'll never forget it." They pushed a cart over to my table and gathered around me smiling. The women thanked Ed for bringing them the message of life in Jesus. Then they served him this incredible meal, a special chicken dinner they had purchased themselves and cooked just for Ed. The entire place grew still. They had even baked a cake with a candle on it. Ed realized that this was a Mary anointing the feet of Jesus type of moment from back in the New Testament. It was a gift of great love and sacrifice for these new sisters in Christ. "I don't think anyone could smell the goat anymore," says Ed. It had been replaced with a new fragrance, love. Leaning over to Ron, who was sitting in stunned silence, he couldn't help himself. He laughed and he whispered, "I sure hope God keeps on punishing me."
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.